To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hey guys.
Hello.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for the Mouse Manners and More podcast, where we don't take no jive, and we are a Disney fanatic podcast for Disney fanatics.
Woohoo!
You guys like that new intro?
Yes. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Need to rhyme more a bit.
Yeah. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit. Today, we have Hannah.
Hello.
And Morgan.
Hi.
Todd.
Hello.
Kristen.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hi.
And me, Nathan. And today, we have just a little bit of news. And then we're going to go into our main topic, which is our Disney bucket list. So, Hannah, I know you've got some news.
At Sephora, they've made a Jasmine makeup collection, and I guess they've switched the Cinderella for the Jasmine. And for Urban Decay, they have two new palettes. They have the Theodora palette and the Glinda palette from the Oz the Great and Powerful. And they each come with 6 eyeshadows, 1 eyeliner, and 1 lip pencil. And the packaging, I think, is really pretty.
So, Disney's spreading out into the makeup world, I guess.
Hey, that's how you draw the girls in.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of extending their princess line to different other areas, so.
Maybe to keep the girls, when they get older, more interested in Disney and Oz and stuff. That's good. So anybody else got anything else? Nothing. Kind of a weak news, couple of weeks, hadn't it been?
Yeah, I mean, My Magic Plus keeps rolling out in different areas of the parks and water parks. And so that's just going to continue to stroll out, you know, through the spring and the summer. So until they get that fully online.
It'd be nice to see, like when we get down there, how much it's taken over the parks and stuff.
Right. May and June. Cannot get there early enough.
That's right.
You're actually getting there May 31st, okay? So,
That's
it's true. A day earlier than June.
Right.
And if it happens like the last trip that we planned, we'll probably be leaving next week and we'll be there. So maybe Oh, I got some news and I just remembered it. Segway tours are gone out of Epcot.
Yes. I don't know. Some of them must got plowed over in Epcot.
Sorry. It always did look a little dangerous with them. The amateurs running around on Segways with the general population walking.
So it's not there anymore?
I'm surprised Mom didn't run over somebody. Right. Sorry, Mom, I love you, but...
So they don't have it anymore?
No, not at all. No. They have it
before
at...
Before I get to do it?
We'll have to go over to Fort
I remember when Todd first did it, the first time he did it, the World Showcase was closed.
And that usually is the first part of the... tour. Yeah. And as you come back around, they open it up.
But last time we were down there, we saw a tour group going through, and it was a busy
Later. It was later in the day, so.
Yeah, it's, you were talking about it, weren't you? I mean, like, when we first started out on the last one that we took, it was completely empty, pretty easy to get around on, but then you're saying, like, towards the end of it.
Right, from back around in USA, or American Pavilion, to, you know, through Canada, it was, you know, it's a regular crowd, and it was, even though it's, you know, early in the morning, so the crowds still aren't as bad there as they are in Future World, but still you have to kind of meander around. And
yeah, but still, you know how hard it is just to walk through Disney and maneuver around the people that just stop mid-path.
Right.
And
but they have, you know, I always had 2 cast members, and they do a very good job about, you know, going forward and blocking people, and they're very vocal about, you know, excuse us and let the Segways go, please, and so I don't know if it's, you know, they've had issues about, you know, people that have disabilities that are using those to get those to the park, and they wouldn't allow people to bring their personal Segways in. You know, I don't know if it's that or, you know, I haven't heard about anybody getting, you know, run over.
Yeah.
Or hit or almost hit. So, you know, there's some reason for it, but it's still available over to Fort Wilderness. And those are the, like the X2, kind of the off-road Segways too. So I'll have to hop over there and try that tour.
They've added some new restaurants to the pass holder dining discount, which is a 10% discount that if you have an annual pass that you can get these discounts with. It's at Geco, which is at the Disney's Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Brown Derby at Hollywood Studios, the Beer Garden, which is at Epcot, Shutters, which is at the Caribbean Beach Resort, and Boat Rights, which is at the Port Orleans, Riverside.
So give them the annual pass holders a little bit of something, right?
Yeah, 10%.
Thank you.
A couple more restaurants.
We appreciate that.
So let's jump into our first, or our main topic for today, which is our, we're big, huge Disney fans. We've done a lot of Disney stuff. Both families have been down there multiple times, and it seems like we've done quite a bit, but there's still a lot more to do. But we were thinking about what we would like to do on our bucket list. If we had five things that we could do, each one of us, what would it be? Anything. So it's kind of an open topic. So who wants to go first? Hannah?
I want to stay in Cinderella Castle.
I would say that's probably going to be a popular one. Do you think anybody stays in there now? Like the celebrities and stuff? Do you think that they're still letting them in?
I think they still give them away for special...
Make-A-Wish?
Like Make-A-Wish and different charities, I think they...
Could do a podcast on it and how special it is and how beautiful and...
Yeah.
I'll email Joe Roby.
Okay.
And Iger. I don't have to call him Mr. Iger. I just call him Iger because we're so tight.
Yeah.
We'll see if I can't get us.
You work on that, Nate.
I'm sure you'll be the only one knocking on that door. All right.
just don't get banned from Disney. We might have a problem.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, Morgan, what's your top one or your first one?
Sleep in Cinderella's castle.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Well, I mean, is anybody here at the table that's not on their list to do that?
That'd be on my list, too.
It's on mine.
That's on mine, too.
Okay, so
let's just say the first one is
the first thing is to stay in the castle suites.
Yeah. Hey, well, at least we're all in agreement.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, if they came to us and said, you know, we were all down there at the same time, and they said, you guys have won that. There's six in our party. And, you know, we'd bring you all along.
Thank you. I could sleep in the bathtub.
I'd sleep on the floor if I could get to sleep.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yep. I'm sleeping in the bed.
Selfish.
Nobody picked
that. I don't know that I'd be able to sleep. It'd be so exciting. You just want to walk around, look at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you stayed in there, this is just as a side, and then we'll get to our number two. But since everybody had it on their list, do you think if you stay there, you're limited to being locked up in the Cinderella suite? Or do you think you could just, like, go out?
No, I'd say after park hours, you'd have to stay in the suite.
I'd say so.
So they'd lock in and...
Yeah.
That'd be scary.
Yeah. You'd probably have a butler or somebody there to take care of. If you need something, they, you know, get you something.
Yeah, because you'd have to have an exit route if...
Right.
Something happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool, I mean, if that was one of the perks that you could
walk around on. Right. I doubt that they would let you do that. But yeah, it'd be cool.
I wonder if you could sneak out like Kingdom Keepers.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Like go and stay in the tent or wherever and try to get away from the lifts. Sorry.
Yes. Okay, so you would choose to go stay in the tent versus staying in Cinderella's
castle. The Kingdom Keepers book. You never read it.
Yes, I did. I know what you're talking about.
It was just a reference.
Okay.
All right, number two. Let's go around this way. Let's go the other way. How about Becky? Number two.
I would like to be another staying somewhere, but I would like to stay in every one of the deluxe resorts in their big two-bedroom villa. That has the, like, for
the
instance...
Grand villa.
Yeah, that has, like, the big double windows the Contemporary and... Well, Animal Kingdom has that too.
They have
all of them.
Animal Kingdom has like even a presidential suite kind of thing that I've seen it on TV. Yeah. I haven't seen
or
it in a while.
Or say like concierge level or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Something real extravagant, but at each deluxe, at least once.
You think if you stayed at the Animal Kingdom presidential suite that you could go out on the Savannah by? This is going to be a common stupid theme. I mean, I'm sorry. I'll erase it.
Yes, they're going to let us go.
They do have the Savannah tours there. They do have tour there that you can do.
Huh.
Yeah, it's special only to the concierge level. Yeah.
Oh, just special to that.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, so they're staying there at the Animal Kingdom.
On the concierge
Lodge,
level.
Lodge, concierge. It's like sunrise tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. They pick you up and have like a couple of Jaguars.
Yeah.
They put them, you know. Now you come with cheetahs
and stuff.
You would come with the cheetah.
Yeah, they walk them to your door.
I bet they do.
And say, come on.
Feed the cheetah.
Let me get the gorilla.
With a saddle on its back. And yeah. Right.
Like silverback gorilla.
All right, number two for you, Kristen.
Okay, and I'll just say this up front. Mine are not necessarily in number order. Yes, the first would be stay at Cinderella's castle, but the second one that comes to my mind would be to do the Dolphins of Death.
Dolphins of Death?
Dolphins in Death.
Death. Where the heck is that?
Which is, you get to,
you're killing dolphins, are you?
Depth. PTH.
Spell that again.
The dolphins have lasers on their heads. Go around, kill
anyway,
them.
That
kill,
would be.
Kill dolphins.
You get to a close encounter with the dolphins.
Oh, is that over at Epcot?
It's at Epcot.
Oh, yeah. That's a
so cool I would love to do that sometime.
Do you scuba? Like, do you get all
no,
the scuba gear?
No, you...
Yeah, how you have anxiety, so how are you going to go into
the
water?
You don't scuba. You don't scuba.
You don't?
You learn about the dolphins. You watch the dolphins. You can get in the water with them if you want to. You don't have to, but I would get in the water with them. Okay. I could swim.
Okay.
Swim with Dame Hello. And then you get to, you know... Get up close.
You feed them and pet them and
I guess so,
stuff?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
That would be neat.
You get to kill them and eat them.
Get to kill them and go
kill a dolphin. I think dolphins are precious. But that would be my other thing. My next thing.
Todd, number two.
Well, that was on my list too, so I'll give a different one.
No, you don't have to get a different one.
No, well, that was on my
You'd probably want a scuba though, knowing you.
I would if they do offer one that, is underwater. I would prefer to do that. I'm just not on the top, but I like to do a scuba one. Yeah. I'll pick that. I've got some other ones, but just to go on the scuba tour that they have.
Is that one where you can see them actually scubing and Scooby?
Scooby Doo. I'm sorry, that's Universal.
My mouth is playing tricks on me.
Mine too.
Dolphins of Death and scuba doing. Is that the ones where you're in coral reef and you can actually see people that go down and
yes,
yeah,
so they
yeah.
wave at you. And
that one though, I think you can get in where there's turtles and the sharks in there. So I don't think they have the dolphins in that same.
No, they don't have dolphins
in the same tank. But you know that'd be cool. You're in coral reef and kind of wave at people and the kids and stuff. Yeah. And that'd be
really and propose to your wife, Todd. See if she said yes a second time.
In the scuba gear?
Why?
People do that.
Why?
Yeah. Exactly.
He did it once. He ain't doing it again.
Me neither. But then people do that. They go down and they propose to their...
Well, how in the heck? Okay. So you go or to they the coral
have,
reef.
They, well, like you and like Todd and I would go, and he would have someone come down and... They would have a sign.
Have a little message. Oh, Todd. Diver.
Oh. Kristen, will you marry Todd?
Because I thought that this was like, you know, you tell your significant other, hey, sit by this window for a while. I got to go use the bathroom.
Yeah. You've been gone for a long time.
You have to suit up, go down, get your sign out. And she goes, well, he's an idiot. There's no way I'm going to marry
him. But yeah, I mean, people do that all the time.
Huh. I think it'd be funny if you had a sign when people are eating fish at the coral reef. That you can hold up that says "Fish are friends, not food." Yeah. I'm out of here. Okay, Morgan.
I would want to fly as Tinkerbell, like during wishes.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yes.
Wow.
Your mother would have a heart attack. You can't do that.
You had a heart attack when I went on in Dollywood.
I know.
It's way too much. It's a big zip line, basically. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That is. I never would have thought of that in a million years. Yep. Of course,
I would never do that in a million years.
I'd fall off the rope.
You'd look pretty funny in Tinkerbell's outfit first.
Tinkerbell, you're bloated. She's hairy. Tinkerbell's eating donuts.
You know,
Tinkerbell stopping for a donut.
Tinkerbell, if you would be able to say Tinkerbell much better though, because you're.
You have your right there. If this line would stretch so far down, it needs to be tiptoeing across the sidewalk.
Just be stuck right in the middle.
You are freakishly tall.
Freakishly wide too. But the funny thing is, we took that tour, remember, and they said that they have to weigh a certain amount.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, well, you're out of luck.
Because what happens is they get the momentum going so fast that there's a person on the other end that catches them, right?
Right. Yeah. And so they said they put like bed mattresses and something up there to stop them, big pads and stuff. They're going so fast. Because
they have to weigh them.
She would like blow right through. You would go right through the
temporary. They'd be flying over.
They'd be flying in the world, grand rooms there.
I'd be like the dragon. I'd be like the dragon that went over the new fantasy land. Mommy, daddy, look. Oh, man. Wow. All right, Hannah, what about yours?
I would want to be a representative of all Disney makeup.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So, makeup people or just making up new colors to put on people?
Well, it's like they send you what they think they're going to put out in the stores, and you test it, and if you like it, then you, like, tell people that they should go and get it and stuff, but if you don't like it, then you send it back and tell them that they need to change stuff about it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you'd be good at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anybody out there that's in Disney makeup... So contact us if you want a makeup designer. Me, I think that I would like to have one of those VIP people that would go around the park with you in the plaid suits and stuff. And they could take you behind the scenes and get you. Because I was thinking about, well, would I like to have like a fast pass that I could get right on the rides? Mm-hmm. And I think that probably if you had like one of those people in the plaid suits, it's almost like when we went on a tour. Obviously, they got a lot of information. They could kind of get you behind the scenes and all that stuff because... I kind of like to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, cool.
All right, here comes number 3.
Okay, mine's kind of a wishful thinking kind of thing, but I would like for the soap tours to come back, and I'd like to have dinner with the General Hospital
characters. And I'll be right there sitting next to her.
She'll be my guest.
She'll be your entourage. That's you'll have you both be each other's entourages. Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
So Soaps Weekend.
Soaps Weekend. Mm-hmm. They'd need to bring it back.
Yeah.
There are enough GH cast members that would come. They need to do it.
There's like 4 or 5 soap operas rolled into one.
Exactly. So bring it back, people.
Yeah.
Come on, Disney.
I want to bring Carly. Good.
You ain't going to the dinner. And I'm going to sit right next to Carly.
Laura Wright. Kelly Monaco. Oh, sorry. I'm Chris.
So, your number 3, Todd, is bringing back
Soap Opera Weekends as well.
All right, so number 3, Kristen.
My number 3 is I would like to go to the Food and Wine Festival and be able to go to a lot of the demonstrations that they have, the food demonstrations that they have, the special ones that, you know, we've been to the Food and Wine, obviously. We've done a podcast on it, but I'd like to go to the special things they have. Because we've never done that, and that would be... I'm not a huge cook, but I like to watch people cook. I like to learn new things, so that'd be my...
And there's a lot of them, and they're kind of spread out. It's hard to get to them, right?
They are hard to get to, and a lot of celebrity chefs come, and I'd like to go to some of the celebrity chef demonstrations and see those, and maybe get to meet one or two. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Jonna.
Not Giada.
Giada De Laurentiis.
I would like to meet like Bobby Flay.
Rachel Ray.
I'd like to meet Rachel Ray. She's cool.
George Clooney
is on the ship. Tyler Florence. I would love to meet Tyler Florence. I'd like to meet him.
I think he's eating up a hot dog or some macaroni and cheese or something. What's that?
George Clooney, no problem. I'm sure he heated up a hot dog and macaroni and cheese. That's probably what he eats every night.
I, I would love to meet Guy Fieri. He's like...
He'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. He's fun. Yeah.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, yeah. Yeah, he's there a lot during...
He was there?
He's there. Usually he's there at least one time during Food and Wine.
Doing cake demonstrations? Yeah. Or?
Huh. He's done like a special party there where they did cannolis. Yeah. And, yeah.
Huh.
I'd like to go to a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Mm-hmm. These celebrity chefs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Todd. That's either between the Food and Wine thing or Soap Weekends for your number three, right?
Yeah. I'd like to go to Victoria and Albert's and have a meal there. As much as I like to eat and try a lot of the different foods there, haven't made it there yet, so that'd be on my bucket list to go spend the evening and particularly is to go to the chef's table.
Oh yeah,
I guess get Victoria and Albert's, so that would be an experience.
Now, is the chef's table where they bring you out just like samplings of stuff? Or do you have to actually order?
No, I think the chef just brings you what the chef wants to bring you.
And you're right next to the kitchen.
Yeah, right? I mean, it comes out and does basically personal menu, and this is kind of a whole sampling of multiple settings of a meal. So, you know, from what I hear and understand, it's, you know, multiple hours, you know, 2 or 3 hours of just food, constant food.
Wow. That's a good one.
So, I'd love to do that.
All right, Morgan.
I like to be in, like, some of the parades, like the Electrical Light Parade and, like, the Celebrate Parade, and then, like, some of the holiday parades, like the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, all that stuff.
As a...
So, like, a cast member. Yeah, a performer.
Hannah?
I would want one of the jobs that I could be any one of the characters. That I could just choose one day I want to be Belle today. And then the next day I could be, like, Sleeping Beauty or something. And I could just, like, go around and be a character for a day.
So just switch whichever one you want?
And, like, be, like, the person that the kids come up to and, like, sign autographs and stuff.
That'd be cool.
Be a cast member.
Cool. Yeah. All right, is this number three for me or number four?
Three.
My number three would be when we went to the driving experience, they said that they had that one day where you could come in and you could drive all of the cars and then have, I think it was Emerson Fittipaldi or Christian Fittipaldi drive around with you.
Right.
I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crickets.
I'd do that.
I'd like to drive my wife in a Ferrari 458 at almost 200 miles an hour.
And then it'll be my turn, and I'll drive you in one.
No, we'd wreck.
Just going in a circle.
You don't know that.
Huh?
You're just going in a circle.
Oh, she can wreck in a circle.
Well, I guess anybody can, because I'm going to wreck the head of that race.
Well, I know you can drive faster than me.
That's right.
All those poor little animals and small children jump out of the way in the middle of the Toys R Us.
What?
All right, so number four.
I would like to have enough money to blow on one of those cruise ships that they have that you can have dinner on and watch the fireworks and just sit on the water. And I'd like to watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks.
That one that's like $300 an hour?
Sure.
$500.
Oh, $500
an hour. $500 an hour.
There you go.
The grand yacht.
But that's wishful thinking. I mean, that's all.
What's a bucket?
That's a twofold.
Mm-hmm. So, what about you, Kristen? What's your number four?
I'd like to go to the Night of Joy, the weekend of the Night of Joy.
Yeah, in September.
It's in September. It's the
Christian music
festival they have down there. Now, I do have one stipulation, though. Cast and Crowns has to be there.
So you'd have to book them special.
Yeah.
That one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've
not been to that.
We've never been to it.
It's always during school. So.
It's always during school. So
and the girls are out of school.
So what do they got going on? Is it a festival also? Or is it just music?
Well, it's a series of concerts for different...
They have tons of Christian bands there.
Is it in the American Pavilion? Is that where they have all of them? Or is it...
It is. Well,
moving around. It's the Magic Kingdom.
What?
Used really? They used to have it in the theater when they had the theater back there. But they got rid of that, and I think they had it on stage in front of the in front of the castle, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay. It's like where they have the music, like in the Christmas parades and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do special shows in the foreground of a castle. Some different places. And they move it around periodically.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Todd. Number four.
It's kind of along the lines of Becky's, I would say. You just get on that the grand yacht. That I think the rate's about $500 an hour just to do that for maybe a half a day, kind of cruise around. Watch fireworks. I think it comes with a butler and it's kind of, you know, be pampered a little bit. And
take a nap on there. Take a nap. $500 an hour.
Yeah. Have somebody come on there and give you a massage.
Yeah.
All right. What's your number four, Morgan?
I would want to feed the manatees in Epcot.
You guys love those.
I love the manatees.
Can you actually do that? Feed the manatees?
If you're a worker, they...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think I know what the girls are going to be when they grow up. Cast members. One's going to be a manatee feeder that goes in the parades at night. The other one's going to have choose what makeups they have and try to be the cat, all of the characters. All right, so what's your number four?
I would want to make a resort at Disney. Like, make how the rooms look, how the pool looks, how, like, the design of everything in it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be neat.
And it would be pet friendly.
Yeah.
Take our little dogs with us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Shush.
So maybe we could do that one time as if we were going to make a resort, what would our theme be?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good idea.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm number four. Mm-hmm. I would like to go through each one of the parks and have a personal tour with the Imagineer that made the ride. So each one of the Imagineers that made that ride, tell me the back story of it, how they did it. You know, I could ask them any questions. I'd like to go around the parks with John Lasseter or somebody like that, or like Roby or
Mari Sklar.
Yeah, somebody like that. Just
an Imagineer.
Yeah, just right. Somebody that could take me around and answer questions or give me like little tidbits. Because when we took that tour, in Magic Kingdom, I thought that was like one of the best times we ever had because it was right. Like, you go, get. It's like I'm starting a car. You get to go behind the scenes and see right. All the back end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the last one. Number five, better make it good. Becky?
Mine's going to be a stay in the place again. I want to stay at the cabins at Wilderness Lodge at Christmas time. And I want to be able to bring a whole bunch of Christmas decorations and have Christmas there.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Christmas.
Okay. I guess mine would probably be one that was some like Becky's. I would like to stay in one of those grand rooms at like either Animal Kingdom or Contemporary. If I stayed at Contemporary, I'd want one facing the park. I'm sure the one at Animal Kingdom faces the savannah, so... I think that would be probably mine. Grand villas or even the treehouse villas because that would be cool too.
Yeah. Todd, number five, your last one. Make it good.
Oh, gosh. Let me guess who it has to do with. Go ahead.
No, you're totally wrong. But I think I've changed it.
Out of all your five, Ariel's not included in any of them?
Really?
What? You are tired, aren't you? You're not thinking straight.
You want to feed the you want to feed the manatee while swimming with Ariel.
There we go.
At the dolphin thing.
Yeah, exactly.
With Giada making you lunch.
Yes.
In the background.
All right.
And then have it with Carly. Especially the cruise ship.
There you go. $500 grand yacht. There we go.
There you go.
Just wrap it all up.
You don't have to pay for it.
Probably to go to Aulani.
Good luck with that one.
Because I changed it. But either say it Grand Floridian or go to Aulani.
Just a regular Grand Floridian? Or
well, I mean, just the regular. Up in like the one of the big suites. I'm sure they have some that's really keeps some of the stars when they come. whatever they call it, it's the presidential suite or whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
But to go there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
With Magic Kingdom view.
Yeah. Where you can see wishes really
good. Maybe wishes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, last one. Make it good.
I would want to go on the African trek.
Wild trek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where you go over the animals on the little swinging bridges and have lunch out in the savannah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that will be fun when we do it.
Again, I'm going to start calling this a Tinkerbell scenario.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
You're harnessed.
Tinkerbell.
There's a limit probably on that harness.
Well,
and it looks like a nice wedgie.
It does. We saw an older lady doing it when we went last time, and did you not see the older lady doing it?
Uh-huh.
There was an older lady doing it, and I said, if she can do it, surely I can do it.
Oh, the Wild African track. I was actually talking about Tinkerbell.
I thought she was talking about a wedgie. An old lady Tinkerbell. We can't find anybody else. Just strap this old lady to the rope. Looks like she weighs about right.
The Wild African trek.
Oh, okay.
It's funny how we can get off subject. All right, Hannah, last one. Make it good.
I would want one of those $1 million homes, like right next to the Magic Kingdom, like the Golden Oak or something, like those
ooh,
houses.
Ooh, yeah. Don't you get like passes to the parks if you live there? Like free passes.
You ought to, as much as they cost.
I mean, I guess if you got that much money.
What's another couple $100?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll be a floor resident then, so
they sneeze it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Good idea.
That is a good idea. So my last one is, I would like for all of the podcast members to be in front of the Magic Kingdom Castle, give each other a big old hug, and throw our hats up like Rhoda did. Is that Rhoda?
Well, let's do that next time.
Rhoda?
What's her name?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Rhoda involved?
Rhoda is her best friend.
See, that was close. That's really not my
five. Don't look at me like that.
That's not my five. My five would be to stay in the firehouse, above the firehouse, and waltz, or go to Club 33. Mm. I can't remember which one.
Is that at Disney World?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
that's in Disneyland.
That's 33 is Disneyland.
Yes.
The firehouse, though, they have the apartment above the, where they do the Sorcerer's of the Magic Kingdom thing.
Was there really something up there?
I thought there was.
In Disneyland, there is.
Yeah, in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing Disney World right now.
Yeah, I was keeping my five to
jump
like,
back to the world.
Strictly Disney World.
Okay, I go back to the podcast members being in front of the castle. Big hug and throwing our hats.
Well, we're going to do that next time.
Well,
here in about 30
what if
days,
we don't
right?
have a hat? I don't have a hat.
We're going to all wear hats one day.
No, I don't like hats. You got several princess hats.
Okay, well, don't worry about the hat. We'll take care of it.
I don't like
We'll give you a feather.
Okay, I like feathers.
Just throw it. Put a feather in your head. Just throw it up like you're done.
Yeah, well, can I do a flower? I like flowers better.
Flowers are good.
Okay.
You can have a flower hat. All right, so we're done with our top five. So
we'll let you know when we accomplish them all.
Yeah, we got our list down and our pencils out. We're ready to go, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Ready to go.
I'll be on the phone to Iger. He'll help us out.
You better get a couple extra jobs, too, to pay for what Hannah wants.
No, she just needs to marry Rich.
Okay.
I've already sold one kidney.
You better sell the other one and borrow someone else's.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So thanks again for listening to all of the... I can't talk.
We can tell.
Thanks. So thanks for listening.
You send us your bucket list.
Yeah, your top five.
Yeah, top five list.
Sure, there'll be some interesting stuff that comes in. Probably one of them would be, don't ever do an episode. Top five WDW. All right, so thanks again for listening, taking some time out and spending it with us. And if you got any questions or comments, or like Todd said, if you have a bucket list you'd like to share, all of our contact information is in the show notes. And thanks, guys, for being here and doing a podcast. And
you said skies.
Yeah, you said skies.
Thank you, skies.
Thank you, guys.
And girls.
And girls for being here and doing a podcast.
I hope all your dreams are magical dreams.